Welcome to 5 Minutes With. My guest is Heather Turner, Diving Plongeon Canada board member and chair of the officials committee. Heather is also an international official in the sport of diving. So guess what we're going to talk about? The judging and diving. So Heather, welcome to the program. We're sitting poolside at the 2015 Winter Senior Nationals in this fairly incredible brand new facility. Your thoughts on that, first off?
It's an amazing facility, and I'm thrilled to be here. There's most of our top senior divers in Canada are here to compete for the chance to represent our country, and lots of big meets this year. So, and it's great to be here as a test event for the Pan American Games as well.
Yeah, that is going to be very exciting. You hear some of the diving going on in the background as some of the athletes warm up. Heather, judging any judge sport sometimes falls under scrutiny. We talk about synchro swimming, figure skating, gymnastics. They've all had some fairly big controversies because they're judged sports, but I've never really seen that in the sport of diving. Why is that? How has that happened?
Well, I think different from figure skating, for instance, where you're judging a routine, it's very hard to affect the outcome of an entire competition of diving because there are so many different dives that each diver is doing. And there's a reason why there are seven of us in most panels, and that's with the two high and two lower scores are eliminated, and all we deal with are the three in the middle. So we've had an element of fairness always in the sport, and then we've tried to take some, we have neutral panels in international events. If a Canadian diver is in a final, you don't have a Canadian judge in the final. That also has some other challenges, but right now that's the way that it is.
So, I've recognized that in there. It's nice to have the impartiality, but you're often getting judges from countries that haven't really seen a lot of international competitions. Therefore, the quality of that judging can also be questioned.
Right. That's one of the biggest challenges that we have. And there's been discussions about other ways to do it. Maybe have more people score, and then you have some random selection of the scores that ultimately count. Right now, it's the best system that we can have in place and afford to have in place, and that determination of a change is really up to FINA if there's going to be any change.
But at least in that process, whatever they're scoring, it's fair, it's consistent across the board. It's just that you as seasoned judges may question a couple of the marks from time to time, I'm sure.
We try to be a team as officials and not challenge each other's scores. We're also human beings, and sometimes that happens. But
for sure.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about the fact that in a diving event, sometimes you can have on a panel one judge score a 4.5 and another one maybe as high as a 6.5 or a 7. How can that occur in a normal process?
Well, there's a number of variables that come into play. One is that we sit in different positions, and for some, you're further out from the diving board, and you may see legs come apart. You might see a twist in a dive that is less visible in another chair. That happens. Sometimes it's because we have a certain style that we like better than others, and that, so personal opinion comes in. It is a subjectively judged sport, and sometimes we make mistakes.
Well, it's interesting, the human element that comes in from there. I mean, and again, because the highs and the lows are tossed out, it doesn't really impact the scores from there. In one of the events that we had earlier today, I noticed a few scores that were as low as 2 and some as high as 6.5. And there was a question whether or not it was an unsafe. It's a fairly new rule, this unsafe dive. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yes, we have a rule now that if we believe that a diver's head is too close to the board, we can and should, in fact, give a score of 2. If the majority of judges on a panel give a 2, it's 2 for all. And it's really because we're concerned about the safety of the divers. This rule was put in place to make sure that divers are penalized because sometimes it is subjective as to what's too close. We have a range that we feel that we're comfortable with, and if they are too close, we need to penalize them so they know that they need to back it up.
So that's not a referee's call on there. It's just the referee is looking to see if the majority have scored it a 2.
That's right. It's a judge's call, not a referee's call.
Okay, that's interesting. So if you don't believe that it was and it wasn't a majority, then that score, whatever it might be. So the one judge that's looking at a six is probably, as you said, the one that's maybe a little bit further away on the panel and or blocked out in some way from there. Now, you guys go through a lot of training, and you guys seem to have debriefing sessions after most of your sessions. Is that all just part of the judging analysis to keep the sport fair and make sure that there's skill and equity in all of that?
Yeah, we're really, in Canada anyway, we're really focused on trying to continuously improve. One of the ways that we do that is we have conversations after events. We also have meetings prior to events. We try really hard to not talk about specific divers, especially if we've just judged a prelim and later we have to judge them in a final. But it's about what are the things that we're seeing and how can we become as consistent as possible. So the discussions and viewing videos and looking at our judges' analysis, which is it's an objective review of how close we were as a panel and whether or not we are having to tending to have any bias at all for a diver. And that may not be because you specifically like them. It may be a style thing that you have. So we have a lot of elements that we look at in order to try to continuously improve.
Quality of diving internationally, you're an international judge, you're going to be doing Canada Cup this year and moving on to other things. What do you say to yourself when you see your first front 4.5 or inward 4.5 or now front 4.5 spike?
It's unbelievable. The talent, athleticism, strength of these divers worldwide is absolutely unbelievable, and I'm just saying, thank God I don't have to do it.
Yeah, it's one thing to judge it, it's another thing to coach it, and it's another thing completely to perform it.
Absolutely.
We've been 5 minutes with, and my guest has been Heather Turner from DPC, board member and international official. Thank you, Heather.
Thanks, Rod. All right.